sushi bars. The IRS are phony stars. I'm a haggard fan, a meat and potato man.
Now, you were mentioning during the break, Julie, that some people don't or give up on that because they end up with half-ground beef when you order a whole or a half or a quarter. But, you know, we had a guest on earlier, and I know when it was. It was in May, and it was Arizona grass-fed beef.
Yeah.
And you can order smaller quantities from them.
Right.
And I know that because I tried to order some, and just to compare it to ours and how it tasted and everything.
So that's Tim Peterson from Yavapai County, and Farm Bureau member. And he has been able to do that. He also has his own processing plant as part of it. So he's able to, and just, but his business model, believe it or not, you can define and refine these business models with local beef just the way you want. And he's had the capacity and the ability to do that with how he's partnered with some of the other ranchers and his own beef, because he raises his own beef. Another one that's exclusively grass-fed is the Tomerlands. They do exclusively grass-fed. And even Matt, in his situation, if he has a customer draw on just exclusively grass-fed, he can set up beef in his yard so that they're finishing them just on basically alfalfa or whatever forage. But some of our beef producers can offer up that exclusively grass-fed beef.
Yeah. We didn't get it, not a fault of theirs. We had a rodeo in Las Vegas, and that's why I know it was May, because of that time frame.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And it didn't say cold packed on the box, and the person that was picking up our mail the week we were gone left it sitting out.
Oh, no.
So we got back, and it had spoiled, but
heartbreak.
Because I wanted to see specifically the grass-fed, because we finish with cob, corn, oats, barley, and we get the wet mix, so it's got molasses in it. We really like
that. You have to try it. And Tim Peterson's, his beef is really good. So you'll have to try that.
All right. Now, I had you guys do something earlier. We all wrote down our favorite three places to get a steak, and nobody's seen each other's notes. Julie, you want to start?
I'm afraid to start. So I always just say Dad's place, because
place like home.
There's no place like home, and he cooks a really good steak. And today we are going to have steak, because today is Dad's 82nd birthday, and he's the barbecuer. So I'm bringing the steaks, and we're going to fry, and it's going to be a good day.
All right. So outside of home. Rosie?
Well, the best steak I've ever had was at your house. I wish I could cook a steak as good as you can.
Well, that wasn't just me. That was the finishing cob that we just talked about.
Well, it is. And other than that, you cannot beat the steak at Baby K's house.
Oh, and I don't know if I've had it at Baby K's house, so I'll have to try that.
The ribeye at Baby K's house.
All right, the restaurant industry is really suffering. I'm trying to help them out here. It's inspiring somebody if wants I'm a good steak.
If I'm going to go out for a steak, I'm going to go out for a good steak. So it's going to cost me $80. And I don't know any other place I can get a really great steak consistently every single time. Mastro's on Pima.
Okay.
That's where
I've never been there.
That's my designated go out to have a steak. And Stockyards is good, too.
I wrote down Stockyards.
Stockyard is good.
On Washington. Also, Durant's on Central.
Yes. I've been to Durant's, too, yeah.
Dirtwater Springs in Apache Junction. That's like your cowboy steak. That's a really good place.
Mm, and what's that called again?
Dirtwater Springs on
Apache Trail. Okay, then I'm just going to add it to my list.
Not too far from you. You're out in that Southeast Valley.
Yep.
So then, because we're a statewide broadcast, if I'm in Tucson, the only place I go for a steak, because like Dad said, when you want something consistent, you go, is Silver Saddle Steakhouse.
Yeah.
And it's the Old West type open pit, and you get your...
That's a good
steak. You talk about a baked potato and your big old salad and some cornbread. And then if you're up in Flagstaff, there is Black Bart's is a great steakhouse.
I've been there too.
And then if you're in between there, I had to throw in Rock Springs. If you're running in between there, so
I miss Pinnacle Peak Steakhouse.
Yeah,
well, I guess because of the tie that they come.
I had to scratch off when I started writing this. I had to scratch off Riata Pass, Pinnacle Peak, and Cork and Cleaver. All of The first ones I started to write down, I'm like, wait, no, they're not there anymore.
So to stay with there. The theme then, when you go to a great steakhouse, what are you always getting? Are you always getting the baked potato?
Well, like Dad said,
mashed potatoes?
If garlic, we're going out,
garlic mashed.
If we're going out, I'm going to get, you know, a filet mignon. That's what I'm going to order while I'm out if I'm going to a steakhouse. And yes, get the mashed potatoes.
The mashed potatoes.
I can bake a potato anytime. I get the mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's good. Now I'm really hungry.
There's been a few listeners reach in the refrigerator and cook steak and eggs this last hour. I'll bet you that.
And for our families that are still sheltering in place, if you go to fillyourplate.org, you'll find a lot of recipes, potato recipes. Just search by ingredient. In this case, it would be potatoes. And of course, every family probably has their special way that they cook or fry their steak. So we have all sorts of opportunities. And because potatoes was the theme of the show, we had featured just last week, we released that article, the top 12 fun tips about potatoes. You can go to our blog and literally just plug in the word potatoes in the search bar, and up will pop several articles about potatoes and some of the other interesting things that ways we can cook them and things that we can learn about them.
In October 1995, potato became the first vegetable to be grown in space. NASA, along with the University of Wisconsin, created the technology with the goal to feed astronauts on long voyages and to potentially feed, quote, space colonies.
And, you know, if we're going to continue talking about potatoes, we have to mention that the Potato Barn is another one of those interesting places. Located in the East Valley, they're actually revising this potato barn that used to be a furniture store prior to that in 1966. It actually was a warehouse for Arizona-grown potatoes.
And it's now a furniture store.
It was a furniture store, oh. But now they're refurbishing it, restoring it. I'm not quite sure what it's going to end up.